It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. You know, a high school biology teacher conducted an experiment with a glass beaker. A live frog is placed in the beaker of lukewarm water, and the frog is free to jump out at any time. The flame is turned on underneath the beaker, and slowly the temperature rises in the water. But the frog stays. He's comfortable. The water's warm. And at some point, the water begins to boil, and by then, it's too late, as the frog cannot jump out, and he dies. This is the process called erosion, and it's similar to what we've seen in our nation over the last 30 to 40 years. Someone from the 1980s or the 1990s would not even recognize our nation today with the erosion of moral values in our culture. One of my favorite authors and was a great pastor named A.W. Tozer. He died back in the 60s. He made this comment. He said, to be right with God is often meant to be in trouble with men. To quote from Aladdin, we're in a whole new world. 40 years ago, when I started pastoring my church, Ronald Reagan was in the White House. He was a conservative president that led us in a good direction. Dr. Jerry Falwell was leading up the moral majority back then. And then Dr. James Dobson was on the radio making Christians aware of the threats that our freedoms were being eroded and they were coming under attack. Wow, where are all these people today when we need them? Paul wrote to his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and the first five verses said this, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." And listen to this last part. "Having a form of godliness, but denying its power," Paul goes on to say, "have nothing to do with them." You know, friend, in Matthew 25, in the parable of the 10 virgins, Jesus gave us a picture of the church in the last days. It was a parable about 10 virgins all waiting for the return of the bridegroom. They all looked alike, but only five had the oil in their lamps. But the amazing part to me about this parable was that they all fell asleep, the wise and the foolish. You see, the wise represents the righteous. The righteous, those who have oil in their lamps, they've been born again. The five foolish virgins represented the foolish. They were religious, but not righteous. The Apostle Paul continually warned us to be sober and alert. He said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 6, he said, "So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober." In the book called Return America, Return to God, written by Thomas Wang, he quotes Dr. James Dobson saying the following, "We are involved in nothing less than a civil war of values, a collision between two ways of seeing life. This is not an issue of two alternatives from which to choose, but a life or death struggle. One value system is going to be predominant. One is going to rule the country." Whether you realize it or not, friend, Dobson was right. We're in a life and death struggle today for the soul of America. Several years ago, I read Chuck Swindoll's book, Quest for Character. And in the book, he refers to a study done by Dr. Carl Zimmerman. He was a historian and a sociologist at Harvard University. And he did a study way back in 1947. And his study, the findings of his study are detailed in his book, Family and Civilization, by Dr. Carl Zimmerman. Now, Zimmerman studied world history, and specifically what made cultures and nations decline and fall. He discovered there were eight common elements that were present in every culture that disintegrated and declined. You know what the first one was? The very first common denominator in every fallen culture or civilization that Zimmerman noted was this: marriage lost its sacredness. It was frequently broken by the divorce. You know, the divorce rate was one of the things Zimmerman noted that caused the society to decline and fall. And today in the United States, virtually half of those who get married will one day get divorced. Marriage is one of the most important institutions in our society. God himself was the author of marriage. And yet we see almost 50% of the homes today crumbling at the hands of divorce. The second thing Dr. Zimmerman noticed about a culture that falls is this: that the traditional meaning of the marriage ceremony was lost. Alternate forms and definitions of marriage arose, and traditional marriage vows were replaced by individual marriage contracts. Instead of marriage being a vow before God, it became more of a contract specifying the terms of relationship. Now, it amazes me how for decades, even heathens and atheists would still have their weddings in a church, because everyone knows marriage is a vow you make before God. But not anymore. Now we have do-it-yourself wedding kits, where you can have your best friend marry you with a mail-order ordination. For many today, marriage has become a matter of convenience instead of a matter of love. Now, I'm sure at times, probably people that I marry can find me not very flexible when it comes to wedding ceremonies, because I believe the vows are serious. And I believe the ceremony itself is a commitment made between a man and a woman and our God. I remember one couple asking me, "Can we cut out the part that says, 'as long as we both shall live'? We want to say, 'as long as we both shall love.'" I said, "Not happening on my watch." The third thing that Dr. Zimmerman from Harvard noticed as he studied the historical breakdown of societies was this: women lost interest in childbearing and mothering and preferred to pursue power and influence. You see, the feminist movements abounded in every one of those fallen cultures, and having kids was a very low priority. Do you know, friend, last year, the general fertility rate in the United States decreased by 3% again from 2022, reaching a historic low like we've never had before. From 2014 to 2020, the rate consistently decreased every year by another 2%. See, the fourth symptom that each fallen culture had in common was this: public disrespect for parents and authority in general, it decreased. I saw this so much when I was a police chaplain for 25 years. I would ride in uniform with the officers. You cannot imagine the number of times I heard the word pigs. Today we have young people marching in Washington, D.C., supporting terrorist organizations, and they're actually painting our monuments and desecrating the monuments that we have in our nation's capital. They have lost the respect for authority. I think we've all observed the breakdown in our society of respect and authority, and it begins in the home. Leonard Sachs wrote a book entitled Collapse of Parenting, and he says in his book, he was a psychologist for 27 years, and he argues that American families are facing a crisis of authority. And in the book, he gave an illustration that I want to share with you. He says, I wrote about an office visit with a 10-year-old boy who is sitting and playing a game on his mobile phone, ignoring me and his mom. And I'm talking with his mom about his stomach ache. And his mom is describing his stomach ache, and the boy says, "Shut up, mom. You don't know what you're talking about." And then he laughs. The mother did nothing. She just looked a little embarrassed. You see, the culture has changed in a profound way in a very short time in ways that have really harmed our children. And it's not just the children who've lost respect for authority. It's some of our representatives and our senators who disregard the Supreme Court and the Constitution, making a mockery, spouting their liberal views. Now let's look at the fifth common denominator Dr. Zimmerman gave about fallen cultures. He said this, juvenile delinquency, promiscuity, and rebellion accelerated. Juvenile delinquency, which basically means kids committing crimes. Promiscuity, we're to a point now where our schools are handing condoms out to our kids. And rebellion certainly is on the rise with this generation. I was reading a report the other day by Ron Bell, and his work is entitled Discipline and Deviant Behavior in Our Youth. Let me just read from his abstract. Are American youth underdisciplined, overcoddled? The question has been asked and studied by experts frequently in the last few years. The number of young people involved in deviant or criminal behavior has not only tripled, but the age of those involved has gotten lower. People have been worried by such matters as the rise in juvenile delinquency and often criticize schools as being too soft. Trouble in the American family has led to trouble with today's youth. Never before have the advantages been so great, yet the great majority of young people today are filled with hopelessness and despair. Juvenile crime is increasing in our nation. It's time, friend, to wake up, America. We're losing a generation. What can be more important than reaching our children? One of my favorite books, you may have heard me refer to it before, is called The Tyranny of the Urgent. It's a tiny little book written by Charles Hummel. And this little book has some big wisdom, and it basically says this, your greatest danger is letting the urgent things crowd out the important things in your life. There is an insidious tendency to neglect important tasks that do not have to be done today or even this week. Don't let the urgent things crowd out the important things in your life. You see, many kids are rebelling today because they simply want mom and dad to stop and notice them and pay attention. Friend, if nothing else, I hope you realize by this simple radio program today that our nation is in serious trouble if we don't wake up. The seventh common symptom of every fallen culture was this, a desire for and acceptance of adultery. They grew. A desire for an acceptance of adultery grew in each of these societies and cultures. See, Satan always makes the grass look greener on the other side. But I've found that any time that grass is greener on the other side, it's usually because there's a septic tank there. Hollywood makes it look like everyone ends up living happily ever after. But the truth of the matter is, friend, it usually destroys so much more than you could ever imagine. Families, the children, the self-worth of your spouse and yourself even. Think about it. Just how serious is the rise of adultery in America? It is causing our society to crumble. And I believe it's reaching an epidemic proportion. One survey showed that 20% of men and women both admitted to engaging in extramarital affairs. But many believe the actual numbers are much higher. From the research, it shows that 25% of those affairs last less than a week, and 65% of them ended in less than 6 months. Here's what I find strange. Do you know that several states here in the U.S. have laws against adultery? The most serious is Michigan, where if you're convicted, you could get a life sentence. In Wisconsin, just across the border from me, it's a Class 1 felony. And in Maryland, it's a $10 fine. We're talking about erosion today on Fresh Oil. Let me get to the last one. The eighth thing that Dr. Carl said regarding the decline of a society was this. There was an increased tolerance for sexual perversion of all kinds, particularly homosexuality, with the result increase in sex-related crimes. Wow. Friend, we're in serious trouble today in America. We need to turn back to God. We need God in our society to intervene, and we need our society to repent and turn back to God. Thanks for joining me today on Fresh Oil. We'll see you tomorrow. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.